go.
No, let's right. get loud. Let's get loud. Turn the music and you hear that sound. Let's get loud. Let's get loud.
Right, you little fucks. Let's go.
Welcome back to another episode.
Sounds like talking to your diary.
Dead diary. Welcome back.
Grace really hurt me.
That's what she's like when I read back on my old diary. Dear diary, nobody understands
it's
me.
It's the exclamation.
No, it's the dot, dot, dot.
Oh, the dot, dot, dot.
Dear diary.
Yeah. Good from you. All right, anyway.
How are you guys?
Hi.
Welcome back. Welcome back to another episode of Nobody Asked It.
Get it. We've got a wine tonight. It's kind of that kind of night, isn't it?
It is that kind of night. Mm. Do you know what deserves a yee-haw right now?
Go for it.
The fact that it's 6:30 p.m. Mm-hmm. and it's light.
And it's a bit stormy and it's still light. You know what I mean?
What a combo.
Can't fucking write about it.
No, that is nice, eh? It gets me all in the feels, makes me all excited for summer.
Yes. Did daylight savings kind of freak you up, though? Because I had the worst night sleep of my life the other night. Yes, last night.
Oh, last night you had a bad sleep?
Yeah.
I kind of had a bad sleep last night, actually, but I don't know. What really freaked me up is that I was having a big one on the weekend. I had a big one on Saturday night.
She went out.
And I was actually up until an ungodly hour.
It's just a bit despicable.
And
I... Pull yourself together.
You're only young once.
Yeah, no.
And I... Yeah, so it was like, look, don't... Oh, fuck.
Talk to me about the timings.
Okay. It was 5:30 in the morning.
Shit.
But it should have been 4:30, which I know is really late, but like, it was 5:30 and yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And anyway, the birds were chirping.
Yeah.
Oh. And I was like, oh, for God's sake. Do you ever go to bed?
Shut up. They're like, do you ever go to bed?
Who's that girl?
I'll never forget. I think it was last year I went out to town with a friend and we got out of the last club that we were in.
Mm-hmm. Bar.
It was freaking light.
Nah.
And I went.
Really?
My eyes were all like closed. I looked at him, he looked at me, and I was like, what just happened? And he was like, I don't know, getting this Uber. Because people were out walking. It was like 5:30.
Yeah.
My potentially sucks. And far they had out. A coffee. And I was like, in this freaking little two-piece of
skanky naughty number.
Yeah, yeah.
That's so bad.
I was like, get in the car quick, we're going.
I've never actually like been in a, you know, like out until that time of the morning. But I've definitely been like at people's houses.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
The old Uber home.
I love that.
Oh, the Uber home at 5:30 in the morning and they think you're just like starting your day early, but you're like,
yeah. You're looking a bit worse for me.
In the back seat, you got last night's makeup on.
It's a taste. I'm getting it now in my mouth. It's that crusty taste.
You know what's
taste?
Gross when you wake up hungover? Like I feel like I can't open my mouth, like it's been shut for so long that it's like stuck.
Yeah.
Ugh. Oh, I can't even. We're gonna do a whole episode on hangovers.
Oh, yes.
I'm sorry if you don't like drinking it or if you are just like a queen when you're hungover, so maybe don't listen, but like,
we
just wanted to have a little laugh about like,
yeah.
Anyway,
we'll save it for another day.
Yeah, it'll come at some point, but that just reminded me.
Yeah. So anyway, big night for you.
Well, yeah, I don't know how we got
into
that.
Not a big night for me.
But yeah, so anyway, it was 5:30 and I thought it would have been 4:30.
Yeah, right.
It's obviously very late,
yeah.
But that was the only time that I was like, wow.
Yeah.
And
I don't know, it was a night after for me, so it wasn't even a night that the clocks switched around, but I just felt whacked as. And then, like, today I felt, like, hungover at work and everyone else did as well. They were all fricked as well.
Makes for good conversation, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
How about daylight savings?
Yeah. Our clocks are all wrong on the wall. Yeah. Everyone's going crazy.
Thrown out of...
Ah, it's only two.
You know?
No, it's not.
too good. We laugh.
Anyway.
Jinx.
You owe me a wine.
You owe me a freaking wine. Oh, my God, that's really lame. This episode, we're going to do, get to know us. We thought we'd regroup, as we mentioned last week, because we've got some new followers, and we just thought sometimes we're super cash in the way that we talk about our lives. Mm-hmm. Like, we might say, oh, Dylan this, Logan that.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, who are they? Well, let us tell ya. Or, oh, you know, when you're on the coast and you're thinking, where's the coast? Mm-hmm. But we're just so engrossed in our own lives, we forget.
We've got some new people around.
All those playing at home might be like, I don't even know you.
Yeah. Where even are you? Where do you live?
Yeah.
What do you look like?
What do you look like? And we're probably not going to describe what we look like. Hit us up on the gram for that.
So, I mean, we'll just write down some little things and we're just going to get straight into it.
Yeah. And then we also put up a question box and got some... I mean, that was left open for a kind of, I guess, interpretation, whatever people wanted.
Yeah.
Ask us anything.
Yeah.
It was more thinking, like, ask us things you really want to know about us. But we got some random fun questions.
Yeah.
So we'll do those. Yeah. And, you know, sit back and enjoy.
Get yourself a...
Get yourself a cuppa. Get yourself a vino. Get yourself a water.
Oh, yeah. Water. Get yourself a bit of toast.
And whatever floats your butt, whatever tickles your pickle.
Yeah.
And,
well, without further ado. You've never heard the most longer.
I hate that.
Yeah. Let's get into the video.
That was a 6-minute, like,
ramble. I can hear so many people going, wrap it up, right, girls.
Do you know what? I'm also, like, the queen of being like, right.
Yeah.
Get to the point. Like,
come on.
What's the story that you're getting to?
We're the worst people ever. But anyway, let's go.
Okay.
Okay, so we're going to start off with... Take us back to our wee days.
When we were little too cutie tooties.
Yeah. So, Elise, do you want to kick us off?
Oh, shit. I didn't actually prepare.
Well, where'd you grow up?
Okay, well, I grew up here on the old Hibiscus Coast in Auckland, in New Zealand. I'm the youngest of four siblings. I'm the little bubba. And I was born at home. There you go. There's a fun fact for you.
Here we go.
Born at home. And,
How were you born?
Oh, yeah. So I came out, so, you know, when you, like, go to a group or, like, you start a new job or you're at a little, like, fun thing and they go, all right,
give
team.
Us a fun fact.
Yeah, let's go around the circle, give us a fun fact, and you're like, right, I'm out of here because I don't have anything fun.
Yeah.
I've actually got something quite fun.
Stop
but
there.
Also, when I do say it, I feel like a creep. Like, I feel a bit, like, weird because people are like, that's not really what we meant, doll. We kind of meant, like...
People say, like, I can do a handstand and stuff like this or, like, funny stuff and you come out with
like,
this.
Oh, I've been to 11 countries and when I was 5 and I'm like, well, fucking guess how I was born. And then I pull up Google Images and I'm showing them.
Yeah.
Anyway, dolls, you know the sack that you're in inside mum's tum?
Is it the...
Amniotic. Yeah, I think that's how you say it. Mm. I actually, and you know, like, typically, not always, of course, when the woman's, my water's broken! Like on the movies, and it's like, that's not normally actually how quickly it goes. Anyway, my bloody mother's water never broke, and,
You're being selfish.
And I was just laxing in that water bubble, and you know what? I came out in that bubble.
You took it with you.
I was
you
like, I'm not ready. I'm holding on to that sack I was in. And I actually came out in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in it for like a whole minute to the point where, like, imagine, guys, picture it. You know, you got a woman on the bed. I've come out. I'm in my sack. And they actually were able to turn my head to face my mum. And it still didn't pop. And then they thought, this is getting boring. Let's just crack the bloody thing.
Like an egg?
Yeah, like a little egg or something.
Oh, my gosh.
And then, like, all the water rushes everyone. I'm going...
Rah. I bet you were like, the fuck off, everyone.
What are you all looking at? Anyway, so it's quite cool.
That's really cool.
If you actually Google it, guys. Honestly, Google it. Baby born.
What's the percentages?
Oh, it's one,
one,
in
out of...
one in every 80,000. So,
Oh, that's all right. That's
all right. It'll do. It's a pretty cool fact. Anyway, that's just a fun fact about me. And I was born... Oh, another one.
Here she goes. This is a good one. I pulled this out too, actually.
I was born on the 8th of the 8th, 8 minutes past 8. So...
In 1998.
No, oh, sorry. Yeah, 8th of the 8th, 1998.
Oh.
8 minutes past 8 in the morning.
It's just bonkers.
It's actually a bit redonk. And I quite like that number. So...
Reckon it's your lucky number? Or?
People say that, but, like, I've never had any experiences where really eights get, come around. Like, it just, it stopped at birth, really, and I just like the number now, but...
Nice. Couple of cool facts for you there.
That's a couple of cool facts. You guys could steal those if you wanted to.
I know someone that was born.
Yeah, if you needed one at your next event.
Yeah, just say you were born in your sack and it's all go from
there.
It's
all go, everyone's like,
wow.
Anyway, cool. So that was quite cool. And then, anyway, long story short, just been born and raised on the Hibiscus Coast my whole life, which is why we refer to the term coast, and that's what we're talking about. Little town north of Auckland City. Anyway, went to school around here, primary school, college around here, and, I mean, we can get into our lives in school, but I really enjoyed school. Lucky for some, I guess. Like, I just did quite enjoy it. Mm-hmm. I didn't, like, ever really hate it.
No.
However, it did feel like the longest period in my entire life.
Yeah.
Like, it just feels like it's never going to end.
Yeah, yeah.
We can go back to that. Yeah, and anyway, like, I guess long story short, now I'm 7 years out of school, which is so crazy. That actually means what we did in high school, we've now done it outside of school. Right? Okay.
Yeah, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
Yeah. So, 7 years out of school, and I have, I'm halfway through a degree. We can get into our life degrees and careers. And now I'm on placement, as a counselling student at Whangaparoa College, the high school that I went to, which is just a full circle, gorgeous
life,
wee moment.
Know? Yeah.
And, I say, hello. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
I'm back.
To all the teachers. Some of them are like, not sure who you are.
Yeah. Yeah. Who?
Who are you?
Yeah, yeah. Cool.
And that's it, really. And I'm just doing that. And anyway, I guess I won't go on too long because you'll get bored of my voice, but I'm Elise, actually. If not, I am Elise because some people might not know.
I know. I just love the way you said it.
And I am Elise.
And I'm Elise.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, cool. Nice to meet you. Kia ora.
Cool. Well,
I'll hand the baton over to you, Joel.
Hello. The name's Grace.
Don't wear it out.
Don't forget it. I'm the cuter one of the two.
She's the blonde one.
thank you.
She's the ugly one. Oh, it happens.
Anyway. Different upbringing for me. I was actually born on April Fool's Day, so there we go.
That is something, because
yeah,
you know
you.
What?
Thank you.
For the rest of your life,
I'll never forget it.
You're going to be laughing on your birthday.
Oh, we laugh.
Because everyone's going to be cracking jokes.
I get the classic, you know, like, oh, happy birthday.
Jokes.
Jokes.
Well, it's not a joke, because it is my birthday.
I've had some cracking presents over the years, you know, wrapped up baked bean cans. Oh. It goes on.
You're 10, you're like, this shit's getting old.
No, literally. I had that, you know, the classic $2 shop present where you opened it and a spider jumped out of you? Yeah, that a couple of years in a row. Second year round, I was like, I know what's coming.
That's
so I did it to them.
Yeah.
They got a so good. Anywho.
Oh.
You bastard.
Sorry. Oh, I've got the gigs.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
go.
Yeah. Anyway, I was born in Auckland, but I actually moved around a bit, you know. Moved to Whanganui, and then I moved to Morrinsville. So, yeah, moved back to Auckland, so I'm quite well-travelled, you know.
Oh, shit, yeah. Did you just name three towns?
Yeah. Like, more than you. So, yeah, I actually went to quite a few schools, which was kind of annoying, but kind of fine at the same time because I was young enough. But I think it was, like, 6 or 7 schools.
Far out!
Yeah.
I did not, like, realise it was that many.
Yeah, well, because I, like, went to, like, 4 primary schools, like, 2 intermediates, like, you know, like, it was just a lot.
We should talk about that.
Yeah. It was quite cool. I got to experience some different things, like 3 classroom schools. So, like, a country school where it was just 3 classrooms, which was quite fun. Like one of our jobs was collecting firewood for the fire. Like, just really random compared to, like, probably what you had. yeah, did that, lived in a few fair few houses in my time as well. But yeah, it was quite cool. Got to meet some different people. Yeah, I've got two sissies, two older sissies. I'm the baby two.
Mm-hmm.
Got that in common, eh?
Yes, we are both the youngest.
Yeah, I guess, yeah, that's kind of it. We can go into schooling and stuff. I wasn't phased with school, but I enjoyed it looking back on it. But in the time, I was like, oh, I'm here to eat my lunch, and that's it. As soon as I got my license.
I'm here to eat my lunch. What's for lunch today?
Didn't even really eat lunch. I'm like, this sandwich sucks. I hate you, Mom.
Oh, bitch, give me your lunch. The school bully going around stealing everyone's lunches.
Imagine me.
I'm just here for lunch.
Give me a sandwich.
Anyway.
Yeah, anywho. Yeah, that's kind of, I guess that's kind of
so
my life.
Do you know what? I think that whole experience of moving that many times is insane.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that could either be, like, super disruptive for you. I mean, I guess it's two things. It kind of is quite disruptive, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
But at the same time, that I feel are really good life lessons for a young one to learn about change.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be used to change because you freaking had no choice.
Yeah.
Off we go again.
Yeah. I don't remember the first time we moved out of Auckland. I was only five, so I don't really remember that. But then I guess it was quite cool because I had, like, different houses. And being young, like, I had all these crazy, like, you know, fun times in my head.
Moving houses is, like, so fun when you're little. Yeah.
And, like, with every house, I do have memories of fun times. And, like, you know, the house in Whanganui, it had a big pond. And so that alone was, like, my imagination just went wild.
Yeah.
Isn't
that just the best?
Yeah.
I think that now, and, like, you would feel the same, like, with having nieces, like being an auntie, I think about all the little things, like even, okay, right now, for context, guys, we're in like a cabin that is on a property in a backyard, and like it's this cute little white, almost like a blown up little tree house, and like, as a kid, like this, I would be mind blown about the idea of this little white treehouse, you know, you'd be like, oh my god, I'm gonna go down there.
The like, times you would have in them is just like,
even in my family garage, and now I look back on that house and I'm like, oh, it was like not very nice. But you know, it was like where we grew up and it was like perfect for us. There was a garage and it was so shit, but I remember like we devoted so much time, us kids, to like trying to like clear it out and vacuum it and make it to be this little treehouse space because that was so exciting.
Yeah,
you know,
it's really cool. Yeah. So I guess that was quite cool for me because I got to experience, like, I think you've only lived in like a couple of houses in your life, so I had all these different experiences of that. I don't necessarily remember like if I felt sad about leaving houses. The only time was in Morrinsville when I was like, I was an intermediate, so I must have been like 11. That was hard because I had to leave best friends. Whereas before Morrinsville, I had friends, but I was excited on still my next chapter, and I was young.
Yeah.
Like, I was just kind of happy to be like, so yeah. But these girls, they were really hard to leave because they were, like, my besties, and I was like...
And year seven, like, because that's... 11 is year 7,
eight. Yeah.
That is, like, the most... At that age, friendships are the most important... They just, like, overrule everything.
Yeah.
Like, they just your everything.
Yeah. So... That was the only time I remember feeling sad about leaving a place and changing. And then, like, coming back to Auckland, starting, you know, a high school, that was daunting. Mm. And I struggled with that. And then I ended up leaving that school anyway and coming to Whangaparoa. So that was, like, the hardest, I think, part. But prior to that, I just had fun because I was young. And I was, like, you know, new town, new houses, like, new opportunities, I guess.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, it was fun. And, like... It was fun, like, as a family. We all, like, I just remember, like, the car rides and the singing, like, to place to place, you know?
Packed
like,
up,
just,
off we go.
Yeah, packed out. Doggies, cats, freaking guinea pigs all in the car.
Sheep about a dozen peace. Vibes.
We actually were. But, yeah, no, it was really fun. But, yeah, I think just the hardest part was getting to that age where you, would start to make connections more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we were at the same high school from year
10. I came at the end of year 10, but we kind of met in year 11.
So somebody did ask us how long have we known each other. Mm. So we've known each other since end of year 10.
Yeah.
So that is like 16 years old?
Yes. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So and I don't really know, like, really how we met or anything. I don't really... I just know that, like, you were in our... You know, you just came and then...
We hit it off in science class. That was when I fully talked to you. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, we did talk about this in our podcast before.
Yeah, we sat next to each other and then from there our friendship grew. Before I don't think we would have, like, hung out.
Isn't that funny how, like... I know. When you think about life and what...
I fully think, like, those kind of moments are meant to be. Like, I fully believe, like, you're meant to meet the people that you do for a reason. Mm. And I fully think, like, I was meant to randomly, like...
Sit next to you.
Yeah, yeah, fully. Because we've just... Oh, we were hooting there.
I know. And we went through... Teacher. We went through, like, so much stuff together at the same time.
Mm. We instantly connected over people, like, our boyfriends and, like... Yeah. Oh, it was just meant to be, doll.
Yeah, that's just it. And we had such a fun school life, I feel. Yeah, we did make the most of, like, oh my God, my best memories, like, when I look back is, and what I wish I could, the time I wish I could, I try not to, but, like, the time I do wish I could kind of go back to is definitely that age.
Mm.
And, like, when everything is just so exciting and, like, you're doing things for the first time.
Yeah.
And, like... Everyone's, like, getting boyfriends. And, like, we would go away camping up north and a couple of tents. And everyone just, I remember it'd be, like, mattress, like, four of us just in one squash tent.
Yeah, yeah.
And we'd sit and watch the sunset and then get up
one and watch the sunrise. One of us gets our restricted, so we're off, like, you know.
Oh, my God. Remember when people would get their restricted in school and swing, like, we're probably all guilty of it. You'd get your restricted license and then swing your key. Like, you hold put your keys
in your bag. That's doing it. Hands down, I do. I remember getting, like, I remember going out and buying key rings.
Yes.
So I got, like... So
they were more jingly.
Yes. And I got, like, a blue G and a blue fluffy ball. And I just I remember that. Being, those are my keys. And I just held them.
You'd hold them, eh? You wouldn't put them in your bag because you just want everyone to know that you drove.
I got a massive fucking country road bag on my hip.
Oh, yeah, country road bags.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, country road bags, for sure.
That was the shit.
Yeah.
we're, like, walking around lugging the side bag.
I know. And another thing as well, you would never put your laptop in your bag. Again, you've got this massive bag on your hip. But I would hold my laptop thinking I was, like, cool.
To be fair, though, in those country road bags, they dig into your thigh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Mm. But I just remember, like, as well, all of the fun experiences in school, like, when it was somebody's birthday and you'd deck out their car.
Oh, my God, my car got absolutely...
Like, glad wrap the whole car.
Yeah.
Or you'd, like, fill the entire car with balloons. Yes. Or what else did we do? But it'd just be, like, you'd run up at morning tea. You'd run up at lunchtime.
I remember we went and got glad wrap for our friend Tegan's car.
Mm.
And he had that little Zook.
Yeah.
So, like, a little tiny truck. And, we went up and we got, like, that massive roll of glad wrap that's, like, booty ass. And in lunchtime, we just wrapped the whole thing. That was so fun. Yeah, I remember driving home. My car was full of balloons. I hate balloons, so that was just us on edge. I had silly string hanging off.
So silly.
I had all sorts of fun stuff. Getting so many toots. I'm like, yep, it's my birthday.
Yeah. April Fools.
Yeah, that was so fun.
Yeah. And then, like, the last day of school when we would... get dressed up and run around causing a ruckus. Yeah,
a couple of BBs deep.
We'd go down to the beach and everyone would be wasted and it would be like, I remember we woke up, I'm feeling so silly. I just said silly. My Siri. This was like definitely our experience. I guess maybe it wasn't everyone's, but we woke up with like, shots. Like, we woke up and did, like, quick fucks.
I've got that video. I woke you up with a shot.
Oh, my God.
4 a.m., I think it was. Just, like, why? We didn't have to get up that early, but we were like, whoa.
Oh, we needed to do our makeup. We had to do our glitter.
Yeah.
We had our little space girl outfits.
Yeah.
And, oh, my God, and I, oh, my God, this is so funny to think about. But I, I'm not going to say his name.
Okay.
But the younger guy that I thought was such a babe. I had a little crush on him. A healthy little cougar crush.
Yeah.
Okay?
We've all been there.
All right? I'm year 13. He's year 10.
11.
11? I hope so.
Let's say 11. 10.
Year 11
but I remember, like, running around the school,
And it was all silly because he was in class. Yeah. And it started to get, a word got out that you had this little sort of crash.
And I said to him, I think I yelled something out to him to his classroom. And then later on that day, we're, like, all down at the beach drinking. And then, what little ruckus is that? I hate to live at that beach.
Yeah, yeah, we
with the stuff that happens that down there.
Mm-hmm.
And then off I go.
Off we go.
In his boat. Do you remember?
Yeah.
In his tin.
I was waving you off.
Yeah, and everyone knew I had a crush, like a healthy little crush
on him. Don't forget.
Because it wasn't, I didn't like him.
No, I just thought he was hot. Jump his bones.
No, I wasn't going to get with him. I just thought he was hot.
Yeah. But eye candy for you.
Yeah, that's it. Window shopping. and then off I go in his boat.
Fuck, I forgot about that. That was so, I remember being like, where are you, what are you doing? Like,
especially me with water as well, like, because I'm don't really love, like, the ocean.
And you're, like, 8 deep ocean. Deep by now.
Yeah, we're drinking those watermelon cruises. People are, like, passed out on the beach. It was all chaos.
One guy had to go to hospital. Little cheeky stomach pump.
Really?
Yeah.
That is how you do it.
And, like, it was just fun. Like, I remember we went to someone's house because they lived, like, on the circle and we're talking to someone's mum.
Yeah.
I lost my phone somewhere on their
lawn.
It was just chaos.
And we were like, yeah, baby, school's out for the summer.
Passed out in a shower.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just love it.
I just love thinking about, like, the chaos when I think in my head of, like, where everyone was.
Because we were just going, we couldn't stop. Like, I remember sitting on the beach for a bit and then going, like, okay, what are we going to do? Like,
yeah.
And then I remember someone that was sober bring down more alcohol, which is just
freaking
never good. Yeah, we were.
I was fighting with old mate. You know, like, everyone just had their, like, little things going on.
Yeah,
and, like,
yeah.
It was all, emotions were so high.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just the best.
Oh
yeah, good times.
Good times. Yeah.
What else do we have to say about school? Was there anything else really that... I just do, going back to the whole, it felt like so long. Mm-hmm. And, like, when I listen to the kids that I counsel now at school, I'm like, I get it. Like, it's...
Yeah.
That high school period... Actually, I guess you should factor in primary school as well. Like, primary school...
It's a long time for the same kind of stuff.
Routine and system and having to sit in a class and be quiet and, like,
uniform,
get it every day. Like, all the same.
Get told off.
Yeah.
You know, like, I kind of always felt until like, year 12 and 13 when I had a couple of teachers that really understood me.
Yes.
I definitely felt like I was, like, just... not heard or, like, not understood.
Mm.
And, you know, like, if I didn't get something, I got yelled at. And I was, like, thinking, you know, I'm not the smartest tool in the shed, as they say. But I needed a teacher to help me.
Yeah.
But until then, until, like, year 12 and 13, there's a couple of teachers that stand out. And they understood me. And they got me. And then I got my personality. And then I was kind of okay. Like, I was happy to be there. But until then, when no teachers really... They didn't give a hoot, really.
I think you fall into a category. Yeah. Like, you fall into, like, super naughty where you're too hard to manage.
Yeah.
Or,
and like, you don't even get a look at it. Like, you don't even get a scene to, like...
Yeah. Or they've just fucking had enough of you.
Yeah.
And I don't blame them.
Yeah.
I just could never be, like, a teacher of like, a...
No.
I don't really know. Maybe. Maybe, like, year 13s, but, like, I couldn't do it for year 7s and stuff. But anyway, you know, or you're, like, super good and you kind of just do your own thing. Mm-hmm. Or you fall in the middle where you kind of, like, do need somebody...
Mm-hmm.
You kind of don't really care to be there, but you also... would do well if you had a bit more attention or time or someone believing. It just takes one or two teachers to believe in you or see something in you. Sounds cliche, but see something in you that you don't. And then you're like, okay, I respect you because you respect me and I will try, you know? But it's...
Yes, it's that whole respect goes both ways.
Yeah.
And like seeing you as not a student that's young and dumb and, you know, you're the teacher and you're an authority. Because of course, Of course, you are an authority, but, like, meet me, come down and, like, chill out with me, you know? And that's when I started to do well, was when I had, well, when I cared to be at school.
Yeah.
Was when I had teachers that understood me, understood kind of my personality. I am a bit cheeky. I gave it back to them.
Yeah.
But that is how I kind of got on. And not
that's when you know
like
that you're close with, that's when you know that you have a good relationship with someone. If you're both kind of, like, giving each other shit.
Yeah.
And you can be cheeky, but they know you're not being a little...
And especially in, like, year 12 and 13, when you're not really... Like, you are a child, like, you know, but you're not, like, this stupid, silly young person.
Yeah.
And you actually are, like, you know, a young adult turning into one. Kind of treat us like it, you know?
And I actually did find that shift in year, year 12 and 13, but especially year 13, where, like, they do treat you more like adults.
Mm.
And I think that that's not always going to work for everyone.
No.
But it really did help.
Definitely helped me, and, yeah.
Because you don't feel like you're, I don't know, you feel like you're, yeah, there's not this whole, like,
yeah,
huge.
I just liked when I got met in the middle kind of thing.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, I'm the teacher, sit down and shut up.
Yeah.
Because I'd be like, well, I'm not sitting down and I'm not shutting up.
And then,
like,
you try to explain yourself and then they're like, I just don't care.
You don't need to say something. And I'm like, well, I'm allowed to. I wasn't that cheeky, but, like, I just didn't really.
Yeah.
I didn't really.
And I reckon it's so, like, such a crucial time of, well, it is, obviously, a crucial time of your life. Like, who you hang out with and who so can determine what kind of life you're going to lead, at least for a little while. You know, like, that's my biggest worry when I have kids, if I have kids, is, like,
yeah,
those, that age, like, who they're hanging out with in year 7, 8, 9, so can determine what kind of kid they're going to be, what,
yeah,
if they get into the wrong crowd, or, you know, like, in some classes we would be so silly if we'd sit with the boys, which now I think back, the teachers probably were like, oh, you would, like, just, be giggling with the boys because you, like, but they were just our mates, but we'd be so silly in maths and, like, could not stop that we'd get sent out and get given, like, a dumb test instead of, like, a...
Yeah, I never...
You know, we'd get given, like, extra help because...
Dylan reminds me of that every day because he didn't get to have it.
Didn't
he? Was a smarty. You know, he was a smart boy. And we were all the sick ones outside.
Oh, my God. I just, like, could not do maths. But, yeah, you know, and we'd be all silly in one class. But then the next class...
Yeah.
It just so depends on your relationship with your teacher.
And when teachers would just give up and go, like, get out, you're going to get a lot of kids that go, okay, and just leave.
Yeah.
And then they're just going to walk away.
Mm.
I mean, we sat down outside and we, yeah, got good with us,
but we would, like, think it was funny. Honestly, I just don't think I could be a teacher.
No.
Like, I couldn't. Once they can talk back to you, I just am like, I can't.
So I'm a baby's teacher.
Yeah. But yeah, they're all bloody bark.
They're
rolling
on the floor.
They got no bark, actually. Yeah. No bite. They bite.
They bite. I think also just with school, it was quite hard for me, and I think you were the same, when in year 13, it was the, like, okay, so what uni are you going to? Mm. What are you going to study? And I always struggled with that, because I was like, I'm not going to uni, and I don't want to study anything. I've just done school. I've barely got through. Like, I'm hanging on by a thread.
Mm.
And you're now telling me I need to go and get, like, a 3-year degree. And to me, when I was 18, uni seemed so out of my reach, it wasn't even funny. I couldn't do maths, I couldn't do science, I couldn't be bothered to write
an essay. This is such a good point, actually, for us to talk about.
Yeah. And so I was just like, well, written off. But, and then, yeah, you got your groups that are all going, and they're all going to Dunedin or Wellington, and then I started to feel stupid. But I'm so glad I stuck to my guns, and I didn't just jump into a degree. I don't even think I could have got signed up anyway. But I'm so glad I didn't, and I didn't, like, I felt pressure to go. And once I left school, I was okay with not going. But in that last year, that last, like, term, when everyone was applying for uni and all that stuff, I'd just sit there and be like, oh, shit, like, I'm not going. But some teachers would, like, be drilling it in you, like, what are you going to study? Like, I don't need to study. And I didn't. I worked. And I got to get money and travel with it, so.
And I think,
and,
like,
now I've studied.
So as long as you're doing something.
Yes.
And from a parent's, I'm not, but, like, from a parent's perspective as well, I think, like, I hope I'm like this anyway. Like, as long as your kid is committed to doing something, they know they want to get a job, and they have some idea of, like, whether it literally be in a supermarket like we did, or whether it be like, I'm gonna go and try, I don't know, whatever, work for dad's business, I don't know. As long as they're not sitting, like,
yeah,
if you're concerned about them, that's different. But, like, if they're, like, just a good little kid and they just don't want to go to uni, do not pressure them. No. Like, most people have to get a student loan, and it's such a waste of money to be doing something.
I couldn't imagine, like, I hate paying my student loan off now as it is, but I'm in a degree that I love. I just couldn't think of anything worse, like, having to pay something off that you don't even love, or that in that you felt you kind of got forced into. That would just be the worst.
And I think, like, I feel like I know lots of people that have done a degree and gone halfway through it, changed their mind, or completed it, and then gone back and done something totally different, and, like, that is so normal. And how are you even supposed to decide? Like, this is what we're saying.
Yeah.
How are you supposed to know?
18 is so young, it's not even funny.
And, like, we've literally talked about this before, about, like, career change and how you can change your career, like, so many times in your life. So how are you supposed to know at 18 what you want to do?
Mm.
So what I'm saying is, like, if you change your degree or you decide it's not your thing at the end of it, that's all good. Mm. But, like, if you've made that decision and you were sure of that at some point, just kind of stick to it, whatever that decision is, and just be like, you know what, I learned something. Mm. And that was where I was kind of supposed to be at that point. Yeah. And I changed my mind, but there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
You know?
No, there's nothing wrong with it at
but
all.
I just hate the idea of people being pressured into
degrees
just because you've got to have something. It's like, yep, you can. And, but like, let's make it.
Actually, a degree doesn't mean, it, like.
These days, you don't always need one.
You
don't
know. You, like, and, you know, I've got a degree, but a lot of my friends are on higher pay and they don't have a degree. Mm. And it's just, it is what it is. Like, it doesn't mean everything.
Yeah.
It does, obviously, if you're going to be a doctor. It doesn't
mean you're going to be successful, more successful than the next, if you've been to uni or if you haven't.
No.
And, yeah, you'll know if the career that you want needs a degree. Some obviously absolutely do.
Yes.
But others, like, I just think there's no harm in just, like, we dabble left school.
Dabble in the world first.
Yeah, we left school. And, oh, right, you didn't work with me there, but, like, me and,
Everyone else did.
Did Holly work with us?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So, me and the three other best friends in our group worked at New World, you know, part-time through year 13, and then we went into full-time, and honestly, it was, like, so much fun, because it was semi-shift work.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't through the night, obviously, but, you know, you do random shifts, and, like, so it never really felt like you were full-time 9-to-5 working. Mm. And even though people in supermarkets are absolute assholes, can I just say, if you're going into a supermarket,
be nice.
If anything, just be nice to the person at the counter, because
it's really not their fault.
That's somebody's child, and it's not their fault the meat's run out that you want. It's not their fault that they've run out of the cigarettes that you're so desperate for. Like, one time I got a Oh, my God. One time, I'm, like, 17 at this point. It was late at night, and it was, like, 9:45. The supermarket shop closed at 10, and it was me and one supervisor on, who I was quite close with, and this guy came through super aggressive, like, mid-30s or early 30s. My supervisor asked him for his ID. He probably shouldn't have, because he fucking definitely looked 30. But
he did.
Do you
think he asked because maybe he was under the influence or something?
Maybe, but he said, oh, do you want me to get... He goes, yeah, do you want me to go get it then? And then my supervisor said, yes, please.
Right.
And then he just went, he obviously had couldn't issues, and he went psycho and said really horrible things to my supervisor, like, go back to your own country.
Mm.
Like, nasty. Aggressive. He was spitting at us through, that's how aggressive he was in his tone. And then he had, the cigarettes were on the bench and a block of fucking chocolate. And he threw them at us. And luckily it didn't hit us, but... It was so scary, and I'm like, and then I saw him come in a little bit, a few weeks later with, like, his partner, and I was like, oh, woman, you poor lady, like, he's got issues, but anyway, the point of that is that somebody's child working at that
behind that store. Yeah, he was so young.
I know.
And he's even younger, like, people that work there as well. Yeah. Not taking it away, but, like,
sheesh. But, yeah, it was fun working there, and, like, even though people were assholes, it was like, I don't think I had any, like, what's the word? Like, I wasn't embarrassed in any way or, like, ashamed to say that you worked at a supermarket.
Yeah,
like, we were young and it was fun and,
well,
like...
Well, our friend, good friend in school as well, worked at McDonald's all throughout her school.
Yeah.
She saved so much money.
Yeah.
She got rich ass from it.
Yeah.
Far out. She was a lot more money than me than I was in my receptionist job when I got out of school, because she worked there for so long.
Yeah.
No shame in it at all.
No.
It's a job, pays your wage.
Like, gotta do, you know, just do whatever works.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the point of that really is just, like, me and the other girls and, took time to decide what we wanted to do.
Yeah.
And I was, and then I moved into, P.S., we're kind of going into this because somebody asked for our specific uni and career kind of, like, journeys. So, yeah, so then I went into a HR and recruitment admin role for a company, and I worked for them for 4 years, and that was, like, such a good experience for me. I learned so much and grew so much. I was, like, 18 to, like, 20, early 20s, so that was a big, like, period of growth for me. And then I decided, because I always wanted to do something to do with, like, helping people, or, and this goes back to what you were saying about thinking I was not capable of doing uni, because I felt like I had to do psychology to do what I wanted to do. And, yeah, I'm not a science-y person at all. And anyway, I never ended up doing psychology, but I just, I think just taking the time, because I did a bachelor slash am doing a bachelor of health science majoring in counselling, which is like, perfect for me. But like taking the time to just like talk to people older than you that have been, there might be a route that you can go down that you didn't even know existed. Just not rushing into feeling like you have to go down a particular path, because I think...
Which I think is kind of what school did.
But I hope it's not like that now. I don't really know anymore.
I don't know. And obviously it came from a good place. But for me, I just will never forget like a few, like literally sentences that a few teachers said to me. And it was like, you know, but what do you mean you're not going to uni? And I was kind of like, well, what do you mean I... shush a bush. You know, like, what do you mean? And...
Don't make me feel, like, even more pressured.
Yeah, and, like, I'm even more, like, thicker than what I think I am already as a young 18, 17-year-old girl. Like, you know, like, it was just, one thing I'll never forget. But hopefully it's not like that now. Surely.
I don't know, but, I think people are a bit more, like, free-spirited these days. You know, with that kind of thing. And people are realising, like, you don't have to have a degree for everything if you're the right person for some jobs.
Yeah.
But...
And, like, with your HR job, you were started as a receptionist and you moved your way up because you proved yourself and you wanted more responsibility. So you got to move up into HR, which is really cool.
It's, like, starting... Yeah, like, getting your foot in the door is really... you don't really know where it could lead to. And then with you and your uni experience?
Yeah, well, I finished school and then I did two kind of receptionist jobs. So I worked for an electrical company, which was really fun. Like, I just worked with a bunch of lads and a girl and we just, like, had fun together. We went to Queenstown together. So, like, things that I wouldn't have done, you know, if I didn't work there. Learned heaps about, like, you know, random stuff and, like, electrical stuff.
And
like,
that's cool.
Like, it is cool. And, like, just random, like... stuff like on the computer and stuff. I was just a receptionist, but it was really fun. Got to talk to people daily, got my people skills up, you know.
Yeah.
And then from there, I got a job at GJ Gardner Homes, which is really cool. Again, learnt heaps, you know, about stuff that I wouldn't have learnt, like houses and the whole process of building a house. If I stayed there, I definitely think more opportunities would have come for me. Obviously, working in a business like GJ's, there's all these different avenues that I could have, gone down, the different roles that are available. I could have learned some and moved into them as I proved myself. But again, got to do some really cool things corporate-wise, you know, just, So I'm really grateful for that. And it was in that job that I discovered my passion for children because people had children there and I looked after them when they, like, literally finished school. They'd come into our office and I would just, like, stop and play with them. And that's where I discovered my passion for children. And then I quit that job and did a year's course in early childhood. I didn't want to jump straight into uni just in case I didn't want to do it. Because, again, I still had that fear of, like, quitting uni. Because a three-year degree was still a bit daunting for me. So I did this year course that was on the coast, which is where I lived at the time, and loved it. So I signed up for a three-year degree all up online. So, yeah, the difference with us is you go into uni, and I studied online, which has its ups and downs, its perks, and doesn't have its perks. And then I finished this year, and I work full-time as a teacher in the baby's room, in the baby's teacher.
And I think, like, chairs with our vinos, because... Cheers, doll. Cheers, because, like we said, going back to school, we both weren't good influences on each other in this respect, because we would, like, both feel like we weren't capable of going to uni, and we thought we were, like, too dumb. I hate even that word, but, like, that's genuinely how we felt. But you've finished your degree, like, that's insane. And I'm
You're on your way.
Over halfway of mine, and I just think we really didn't think that we would be... Now. Yeah, it's so worth celebrating.
Yeah, like, for sure.
We didn't think that we'd be there. And also, Another thing I would say, I feel like this has been really aimed at, like, maybe, like, a younger crowd of listeners, but another thing I would say is, like, having been through uni, it seems like a really long time, and that, oh, now I've got to dedicate the next 3, 4, however long years to, like, low income. Yeah, it's going to drastically change your lifestyle if you've been working full-time or if you've had, an income from a job and, you know, like, you know, I'm going to have to study and all of this, like, how am I going to write an essay again?
Yeah.
Haven't written one in years.
Yeah.
All those kinds of things. But actually, it just goes by in a flash. And I just think in the grand scheme of your life, if you are thinking about it and feeling like, because we thought we were too old.
Yes. Oh my God.
That's another thing. So we obviously didn't go straight away.
Oh my gosh.
And then we were early 20s thinking, are we going to be mature students?
Oh my gosh. I was freaking out.
Yeah.
And like before, yeah, like, you know, before I decided to study online, I was like 21. Oh my God. Like 20, 21. I can't go into uni. I'm old. Gosh,
so and you also silly. Are factoring in like your lifestyle, your current lifestyle, your social life, and you're thinking everyone's working full time.
Yeah,
I'm gonna be the only one that can't afford things. How am I gonna keep up with social events? And who's gonna, like, I'm gonna have this odd kind of schedule that isn't gonna suit, you know, it's gonna be a big change. But yeah, I just think if you are thinking of studying, it sounds like we're contradicting what we were saying earlier, but if you are thinking of it and you're out of school, it really does. It will pay off. Like, it'll just go by so quick.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm trying to really, like, enjoy. I'm, like,
I feel like your uni is going so fast.
It is. Funny. And I love the lifestyle so much. Like, I love having such a random schedule.
Well, you don't have, like, a 9-to-5 or a, you know, like, a weekly. Yeah, it's all a bit different. You get to do
some days I get to sleep in sometimes. Yeah, and it is, like, obviously crazy. But every time I hand in an assignment, I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I guess, well, because I never got to do that, because I was online, so I worked full-time.
Yeah.
So I worked 40 hours and then just studied on top of it.
Mm.
So I never got to, like, lap up the student life, which could be and, like, on the day off.
But even me, like, being at uni now, I'm not. Even my experience, again, is different to what the uni experience would be of an 18-year-old.
Mm.
Like, I don't, like... Yeah, I drink on the weekends and stuff, but I'm not living that student life.
Yeah, the full, like...
Of, like, yeah, having, like, this whole new bunch of friends and, like, just being wasted and turning up to lectures hungover with, like, you know, like, I just, it's not that life. It's, like, quite different where I'm, like, I just pop into my lectures and pop home.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm still kind of, like, living my, yeah, I'm very, definitely not, like, an 18-year-old student.
No. That's cool that there's, like, different experiences that everybody has with uni too. And I'm sure, like, if...
Well, I've got women in my course who are, like, in their 40s and 50s. And I'm like, I love that you guys do that.
Yeah, I love that.
I love that you don't... Yeah, that you... It doesn't matter to you. You're just like, I'm still really keen to learn and I want to change my degree, you know, at this stage of my life. I just love that.
All right.
Yeah, okay. That's, like, a... That's a good one. We've been talking for... Yeah. Yeah, shit. We could almost do, like, a freaking part two about this.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
moving on. We both say our boyfriend's name quite a bit now in the podcast. So we should just quickly introduce them. No, we're not getting them on. The ball and chain.
Let's make it quick.
Yeah. So, yeah, quickly, I have a boyfriend named Dylan.
Dylan.
We've been together for basically 5 years. Fuck me. That's a long, time. Yeah.
It's like annoyingly long.
Yeah, yeah. needs to end. No.
By the way, again, we have to say something really quick as well.
Go on.
We, like, have quite... I feel like our humour is, like, really ragging each other.
Oh, yeah.
Our partners. And when we say things like, oh, fuck...
Comes from love.
You know, like, I want to be single, or like, oh God, 5 years too long.
Yeah.
We are it's very much joke. Joking.
Yeah. It makes me laugh.
We laugh. That's what our partners get for not listening to the pod.
Yeah.
Or yours.
Couple of rat bags.
No, mine doesn't listen, so I get to say what I want because he's not listening.
Cheeky bastard. Dylan, that's who I refer to. That's me boyfriend. We were in the same friend group in school, but we started dating out of school. He solicited DMs, let's get that correct, right now.
Yeah.
He wanted me, I didn't want him.
He started it.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's basically me.
Yeah, and so yeah, I've got a boyfriend, Logan, and I've got one of those that you've got. I've got one too.
Yeehaw.
And we've been together 4 years. In June was mm-hmm. 4 years. We met on Tinder. So he's a complete, like, stranger to my life. Yeah, we met on Tinder, and then, like...
It's a bit of a love story, this one, if I'm honest. Different cities.
It's quite interesting. He's from Hamilton, I'm from Auckland, and we met, and I don't know how our radius was on that far, but I think maybe he was in Auckland one time, and maybe that's why we matched, and then he went back down. And then, yeah, we just chatted and, like, FaceTimed and talked for about a month, and then we were both going to the same gig in Auckland, and so we both went, spent the night together, a little rendezvous,
and actually
the next day I remember thinking, well, that's not going to happen again.
See you later.
Yeah.
But it was awful. No.
We just, like, I think I just had anxiety, and I was like, yeah. We're just quite different, I thought, maybe. I don't really know what I thought. And then, yeah, anyway, we just carried on talking, and... The rest is history, I guess.
He moved to Auckland for you?
Yeah, for me. He will tell you it wasn't for me. Nah. But anyway, he moved up to Auckland, and long story short, we've lived together for a couple of years.
Shake him off. He's still
fine. Get rid of him.
Hanging on.
So that's that. We're both in long-term relationships. And,
yeah.
Sorry,
boys.
And girls. Anyone out there? We are sorry to let you know, but we are not up for grabs. I know you're all wondering. Nah, just kidding.
Oh, imagine.
So anyway, when we say Dylan and Logan, that's who we're talking about. I think that we should, like, potentially move on quickly to...
These questions we could just do another time.
Yeah, we could do a part statements. Two of this, because we just kind of, like, put down, like, some... Sorry. Of, like... ways to get to know us in different ways other than just talking about our childhoods.
Mm-hmm.
So we can come back to those.
Mm-hmm. Should we get onto the gram?
Yeah, we put up a little box, didn't we? Thought we'd see if anyone had any cues for us. Didn't really know what we were going to get, but we just got a couple of random ones. They're not, like, let's just go boom, boom, boom. Let's just power through them.
Yeah.
Okay, first one that we got. Naughtiest, most illegal memory together.
It's the capital on the illegal for me.
Yeah. Wouldn't you like to know?
Yeah.
Not mysterious.
Not telling.
We might get in trouble. Next question.
What are your go-to bevvies?
Oh.
So depends on my mood.
Oh my gosh. Are we hungover?
Yeah. Oh.
Because I could get a fizzy, a juice, a water, a cough, like all... But no, go-to bevvies is like sugar-free,
alcohol,
Blue V.
To be fair.
No.
Because it has two little champagne glasses next to it.
Right.
Bevvies. You fucking nerd.
Okay, let's get to it. We like bubbles.
Yes. Can't go wrong with the bubbles. Espresso
like,
martini if we're out at a fancy
bar. We love a cocky.
Yeah. Red wine never goes amiss.
Yeah, I'm real into my red wine these days. Yeah. But I do like white.
Yeah.
But I like red more.
Prefer red. And box of pals if I'm feeling dirty.
If we're feeling like a can, it'll be pals.
Can.
They are cans.
I know.
Okay. Somebody asked us, like, about uni-related...
Yeah.
Uni-career-related stuff, which hopefully we've answered, but let us know if you want to know more.
Yeah.
Next question.
Yeah. If you could be anyone for 24 hours, who would it be?
Oh, my goodness. Probably a Kardashian.
I was just about to say, surely Kim.
It'd have to be. I just want to know, like... what they do in a day. You know, I just want to live in their house.
I think just routine just interests me so much. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, Kardashians. Next question. Would you rather never have your dream job or never visit your dream country? For me, I would rather never visit my dream country because to have my dream job, which is to be like top dog psychologist, like psycho analyzer, like the smartest person that can has a good read on humans, how insanely cool would that be? And my dream country, there are many that are probably alike, like, you know, I'd love to go to Greece, but it's not my fate. Like, I don't really have a dream country.
Yeah. Okay,
what about you?
Cool. I think the sensible answer would be
well, who's asking? My new dream boss, or...
yeah. Yeah, if I'm being sensible, no, of course it would be my, I'd never visit my dream country. Yeah. Although travel is very high up on my list of things
it
to
is.
Do.
It is, but there are so many cool places you can go to.
Yeah.
That don't have to be like your dream.
Mm. Next one, what's the number one trait you value in each other?
You just get me. Isn't that cute?
Wanna hug up?
Is that a value? It's not at all. It's actually just like a coincidence.
It's like winky dink.
Your loyalty, very loyal.
I was gonna say you are as well, to be fair.
Yeah.
To me.
Yeah, we are loyal friends. We got each other's backs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next question. What would your death row meal be?
Nah,
you can have three courses.
Oh, thank God.
I like wedges.
With the works.
Yeah.
Fuck. I just can't answer this. I don't know. Depends on my mood.
Mm.
I just don't have a favorite meal.
I love food so much. Oh, maybe like a greasy pizza. Like that gets me excited.
I freaking love a Chinese.
Do you? Sweet and sour pork or something.
And the little veggies and the sauce.
Mm, it's all naughty.
Fuck it up.
Yeah, something naughty. Yeah. Nothing like crazy.
Yeah.
Next question. How long have you guys known each other?
Ugh,
yeah, so we answered
long.
That.
Yeah.
2006. I mean, when we were 16.
Yeah. That's nearly. Coming up. Wait, is it 10 years? No. 16, 4, 8. 8 years.
Mm. Yeah, it's nice, eh? Good stint.
Next question, what annoys you most about each other?
I think we've actually answered this before on a podcast, but I was trying to think earlier about what we might have said about something that we could, like, the thing that we don't like about each other.
Yeah.
What annoys me? Mm.
I honestly, like, silly. Nothing. No, I actually just can't think of anything because, like, we're quite good at, if we're annoying each other, we're just like, shut up. Like,
it's not really a thing.
It's not really
eh?
A thing. Like, yeah. We don't go like, oh my God, like, I've never been in that situation with you. Probably just like when we're hungover or something and, I don't know.
I think we vibe when we're hungover.
Yeah, we actually do, we vibe.
What annoys me potentially is,
I'm nervous.
Oh my God, I actually can't think of anything and this is just dragging on.
Oh, one time when you, used to send me okay, and I'd be like, are you rude? Are you
okay?
Okay, as in like the letter
and the K.
O and K, and I'd go, okay, just write it properly because, like, with an AY, because I feel like you're like annoyed with me.
That, wow,
yeah, remember? And I'd be like, can you just write it properly?
Does that really annoy you?
Fuck yeah,
mm.
Like, if I ever get K'd, I'm like, grow up.
It's not a K though, it's an okay.
I know, but it's just
pardon. What would maybe annoy me is like, if I really wanted to do something and you didn't.
Yeah, fair.
Like, but that's a me problem.
That's just, yeah.
Because I'd be like, I need you to, like, be on my
do something.
Same mood right now, and if you're not, that would annoy me. But, like, that's literally a me problem.
Yeah.
So,
okay,
anyway, moving on. Next question. What do you love most about each other?
Oh.
Yeah, that I love that we just, you just get me.
Yeah, I think we just literally, like,
there's no questions,
no.
There's no, like, uncertainty, there's no, worries about really anything. I'm just like, it is what it is and I don't really have to think twice with you, which is
nice. Yeah, we don't have to worry about each other in situations. Like, we just, yeah.
Yeah, there's nothing like swept under the rug or anything.
No.
Yeah.
Mm.
Okay, well, I think that's all we got, darling.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah, I think we should definitely do a part two because we didn't get to a lot of the stuff that we had down because we just
blabbered.
Yeah, we blabbered. But I hope that was a good little episode for you guys.
I hope that was useful. And now you have a little picture of our what brought us to be where we are and what brought us to do this podcast.
Yeah.
No inspiring story. Just wanted to sort of do something fun and learn something new. And it ended up just, being really fun. And now we're in our fourth season. And we just are really grateful.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. So thank you for listening.
Yeah.
Thank you for sticking around and hello to our new followers.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about it. We'll be back next week with a new episode.
And have the best week ever.
Bye.
Bye.